Es khazor zeh nish bach khaz shag vem yidum sagt es khulun daf kuf khof alaf. The Mishnah said ve ha alal. What is the alal? So Rabbi Yechanan said it's the wide, white, and hard sinews of the spine and neck. And Rosh Lakish said it's the shreds of meat that end up sticking to the skin as the skin is removed. Fechmar Pasuk refers to the elil as something that cannot be healed. This makes sense according to Rabbi Yechanan. The sinews cannot be healed of damage, but not according to Rosh Lakish. And Fechmar, everyone agrees that when written in the Pasuk, it refers to the sinews. Machlekes is regarding the meaning of the word when it's used in the Mishnah. Fechmar, our Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda said, if the alal is gathered and there's a kazayas in one place, one can be chayy because of it. Rav Huna explains, this refers to where one intentionally gathered it together. Now this makes sense according to Reish Lakish because there's now a kazayas of nevela meat. However, according to Rabbi Yechanan, because since a sinew was like a piece of wood, it never had the status of nevela meat. And for tomorrow, everyone would agree that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the alal is shreds of meat. The machlokes is according to Rabban. Rabbi Yechanan says that even this sinew can combine for purposes of food tuma. Reish Lakish says it cannot, and therefore it must refer to shreds of meat. In fact, tomorrow, with regard to these shreds of meat, what's the case? If he intended to eat them, then they should be subject to food tuma on their own. If he did not have intent to eat them, they should become bottled to the skin. So Rav and Rav Meyasha each give an explanation. One says the Mishnah refers to where an intent was had for part of this flesh, but not all of it. And the other says the case is where part of this flesh was pulled out by an animal and the other part by a person. The Mishnah says the beak and claws of an nevela bird can acquire food tuma and give off food tuma, the yodos, and can combine to make the size of a kebeya for food tuma. Mara says, in fact, Mara, the beak is like a piece of wood, so why is it combined for food tuma? Rabbi says it's referring to the lower beak. In fact, Mara, the lower beak is also like a piece of wood. Rabbi said it refers to the lower part of the upper beak, which is soft and is sometimes eaten along with the other meat. Rabbi said the claws refers to the part embedded in the flesh, which is sometimes eaten along with the flesh. So, in fact, the Mishnah says that the horns of an animal combine with the meat for purposes of food tuma. Rabbi explains this refers to the horns near the head, which they would bleed if they were cut over there. The horns at that spot are soft and somewhat edible. Okay, the Mishnah said, "Kayoytzeboy hashoichet behema." Rabbi Asi said there are Tanoim who teach that if a yid shechted a non-kosher animal, or if a goy shechted a kosher animal, while the animal is still convulsing, there must be an intent to feed it to a goy, and it needs to become mukshel lekabel tuma from a source other than the blood in order for it to become tummy with food tuma. In fact, Mara, this animal is destined to become tummy with the stringent tuma of nevela, and the halacha is that anything that's destined to become tummy with a stringent tuma does not need to become mukshel lekabel tuma in order for it to become tummy with food tuma. This is learned in the Tanoim of Rabbi Shmuel that says that the pasuk that teaches Heksher discusses seeds and teaches that just as seeds will not become tummy with astringent tumma and therefore require Heksher, the same is true for all things only when they will not become tummy with astringent tumma. Rabbi Yossi said this in a braisa as well, where he explains why the nevela of a kosher bird does not need Heksher to become tummy as food tumma. And Fitmar Chizkiya said, since it's possible to scrape off the flesh of the convulsing animal to the point that there is no piece that is the size of a kazayas, in which case there would not be tumas tevela, we require that it become mukshah in order to get food tuma. Fitmar Rabbi Yirmi asked Rabbi Zeir, does Chizkiya hold that there is no tumas tevela while the animal is convulsing? We have learned that Chizkiya argues with Rabbi Yechanan and says that after a proper shkita, even if the animal is still convulsing, there would not be an isser of Eivim Menachai on that animal because it's considered to be legally dead. Rabbi Zeir said, it's considered dead for purposes of Eivim Menachai, but still considered to be alive for purposes of Tumas Nevela. Rabbi Loza said, follow the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan because Rabbi Shaya taught a Braisa that says like that. The Braisa says in part that when a Yid shechs a non-kosher animal, it remains osir to a Goy as Eivim Menachai until after the animal stops convulsing. Zakamara, the Braisa said that if a non-kosher animal is shechted by a Yid, or if a kosher animal is shechted by a Goy, it's subject to food tuma while it's still convulsing, but if it was killed by other than Shechita, it's not subject to food tuma until after the convulsing has stopped. Rabbi Loza now asks, what if there was Shehiyah or Drasar during the Shechita, which makes the Pasal Shechita? Does it become tummy with food tuma as in the case of a Shechita, or is it like a case of where it was killed by a way other than Shechita? A certain elder said to him, Rabbi Yechanan has said, it needs a proper Shechita in order to be subject to food tuma while it's still convulsing. Shmuel Bar Yitzchak explained, Rabbi Yechanan even requires that the knife be checked before the Shechita. Rav Zeri asked Rav Sheshes, would the convulsing animal that was shechted would it protect a Torah object that's swallowed in it from becoming tummy? Only something swallowed in a live animal can protect that. Rav Sheish said it's subject to food tuma and you think it should protect the swallowed item from becoming tummy? Rav Zeir said it does not have tumas tevela and yet you say that it does not protect the thing that's swallowed in it? Abaye said, it does not protect the item that's swallowed in it from becoming tummy because the animal itself is subject to food tuma. However, if one were to be mizana with it at that time, he would be chayiv because since it's not tummy as an nevela, it's not yet considered to be dead.